Welcome back and welcome if you're just joining us. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Big thanks to Milwaukee County Board Supervisor Jack Ekblad of District 04. We'll have Jack back very soon. He's done organizing in a lot of different places, as he mentioned. And I love to talk with folks who spend their time perhaps over-perseverating about how do we bring Democrats together? How do we reach out and open ourselves up to conservatives of good faith, centrists of good faith, and independents and folks that don't particularly want to be involved in politics? And I can think of no better example of the spectrum of perspectives and viewpoints on very key platform issues than to take a look at the current field in the state of Wisconsin of declared or certainly, nearly, certainly, obviously, they're declaring, not maybe official yet, but they're in it to win it, field of Democratic primary contenders for the Wisconsin gubernatorial election in 2026. Here to talk with me about that and his prognostications and views of the field as it stands today is none other than Dan Schaefer, creator of the Recombobulation Area and political editor here at Civic Media. Welcome back to the program, Dan. Lovely to have you.
Thanks so much for having me. Always a treat to join you here on the Maggie Dawn Show. Yes, I know sometimes it's a discombobulating name to say, the Recombobulation Area, but it's all good.
It's all of your many, many titles and talents, Dan. Let's jump in. You've got a piece that you just published, the way too early sort of accounting of who's who in the current state of play for the gubernatorial election in 2026. So give us the players and give us your thoughts on where things stand and kind of the spectrum, especially on the Democratic side. We've got folks very far left. We've got centrists, a lot of different backgrounds and viewpoints being reflected, at least on the Democratic side of the ticket.
Yeah, with Tony Evers deciding not to seek a third term, we're going to get the kind of inevitable big weird primary that has been looming on the Democratic side for a number of years now. So I went through the candidates who have declared, who are hinting at declaring, who are saying that they're going to declare and all of this going forward, and identified what I characterized as kind of a big four for the top four potential contenders, certainly including the people who have made it no secret that they are running. So that group being Attorney General Josh Call, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, and State Senator Kelda Royce. So I think those four really made up, the big four for potential contenders. And then once you get past that group, it's some people who are question marks and whether they're running. So that's former Wisdoms Chair Ben Wickler, who has said he wants to run for a statewide race, but I don't know if this is going to be the time where he takes his shot. Mandela Barnes, the former Lieutenant Governor and 2022 candidate for U.S. Senate. Whether he runs again for a statewide race, that's still unclear. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson has talked about potentially running. State Representative Francesca Hong made some news earlier this week saying that she was looking into a potential run as well. So we've got quite a few candidates. And like you mentioned, it really does run the ideological spectrum among the big tent party that is the Democratic Party in Wisconsin.
Yeah, paint the spectrum for us. Just the names of the folks that are definitely in. I put, Lieutenant Governor Rodriguez, County Executive Crowley, and AG Call sort of in the centrist, more moderate Democratic Party position. And I put State Senator Royce a bit more on the left or progressive end, certainly State Representative Hong on the left, more progressive end, a self-identified Democratic socialist. And it's interesting. It's one thing when you run a state party, when we talk about Mr. Wickler, it's another to say, these are my policy platforms and here how I, this is how I am going to define myself to voters. I candidly, maybe Ben sort of looks like more of a centrist because he understands how we have to craft the messages. But it's very interesting. Chris Larson made some noises about maybe running. He, of course, would be on the more left end. Is that a fair placement of these folks, at least on the ideological left-leaning spectrum?
Yeah, I guess so. But I think, you know, part of this is that I think, you know, maybe a decade ago when we had the Bernie versus Hillary primary,
yes,
that progressive versus moderate divide was really more stark. I don't know if that divide is as stark in a Trump second term era as maybe it was before Trump was elected. You know, I'm looking at the candidacy of Rebecca Cook in the 3rd Congressional mm-hmm. District, where mm-hmm. she's campaigning with the Blue Dogs and attending these centrist conventions and also yep. campaigning with Bernie Sanders. And I think it is less now about finding the purity test of whatever precisely, you know, targeted ideological lane that it should be, but more about how do we rebuild the big tent of the Democratic Party? How do we invite more people in instead of having these purity tests that might kick people out? So I think it is about bringing, you know, kind of all corners together. And you mentioned, you know, call Rodriguez and Crowley as potentially being more moderates. I think you could also view, you know, each of them in certain respects as people who could, you know, really bridge all corners mm-hmm. of the Democratic Party as well.
Yeah, it's why you know, again, David Crowley, Milwaukee County, people that don't live in southeastern Wisconsin tend to think of it as blue. It's not. With the county as distinguishable from city of Milwaukee, there are deep, deep red pockets of Milwaukee County and communities. And I think David, as a county executive, has taken great pains to be a county executive that shows up for all of those communities. I feel like that has been a bit of Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez's brand, as well as the carefulness of Attorney General Josh Call. I think he has been very deliberate in selecting issues that he really gets out in front of and speaks to the press about, very carefully selected. It's interesting to me because when I think about those candidates, the ability to, I think, show up as an authentic human being becomes so critical for all of these candidates because you're going to campaign in areas of the state where maybe a goodly number of people that might come see you might be disinclined to support you, but they're curious. And so being able to connect on a real basic level will be fascinating. And I agree with you, Dan. I don't see 2026 having the same inter-party fighting vibe as we did in the Dem primary for the president in 2016 with Hillary and Bernie. Mm-hmm. Certainly not. But what I think is really fascinating is that the MAGA movement itself will basically take the most extreme left position on a topic that they think is motivating for voters and paint every single Democratic candidate with the most extreme position ever articulated by any Democrat ever, right? And so they create effectively a straw man. How do you rate sort of the communication, the messaging skills of some of these top contenders on the Democratic side? Because I think, and of course that, you know, deals with their teams and all of that, but at base, it's a person that's got to get out there and convince people that they're the real deal and that they can see themselves and see their own values reflected in that candidate. How do you rate the ability of these top contenders to sort of rebut the rhetorical proposition from MAGA that they use frequently, which is effectively a straw man?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, it's a challenge, I think, from, you know, candidate to candidate. And it's about, I think you touched on it a little bit there. It's responding it to in an authentic way. I think Tony Evers has been successful in this regard because he has, you know, I think he even said it in his 2022 victory speech, boring wins in Wisconsin. And he responded to all of these ridiculous attacks by just kind of dismissing them and not really playing them up. And it's just like not, you know, not making it a huge fight and kind of letting it roll off his back a little bit. And then I think, too, you know, you look at Mandela Barnes in 2022. I think he tried to really respond to a lot of it to kind of varying degrees of success. So I think each of the candidates, and I think part of the reason I, you know, wrote the piece that I did earlier this summer that it was a good time for Tony Evers to step aside is because I think this is a really strong bench. Like, I think, you know, the top four candidates that I mentioned, I think could each win the race for governor in this state. But I think part of it, and you touched on it a little bit too, is that the initial list leans really heavy on candidates from Milwaukee and Madison.
Right.
And so you have Kelder Royce, who's the state senator representing Madison. You have David Crowley, who's representing Milwaukee County. And so what are their name IDs going to look like
outstate,
in places
yeah.
like Green Bay and the Fox Valley, places like La Crosse and Eau Claire that are really important cities for the statewide count for Democrats in Wisconsin? And so I think, you know, going in the outset, I think I would probably make Josh Call the favorite, you know, or the front runner if he, you know, declares at the outset, just because of the fact that he has won two statewide races.
Mm-hmm.
Again, he's not the flashiest guy as attorney general, but at the same time, you win two statewide races, you probably walk into a crowded primary as the favorite. And so I think that would be certainly a factor. How Crowley, Royce, you know, would introduce themselves to a statewide audience. I think Rodriguez has been doing that, you know, in her time as lieutenant governor,
yep,
really touring the state,
but surely,
connecting
yep.
with people touring the state. And you know, she's from Waukesha County. So it's, you know, more of a county that's becoming it's a historically red county that's becoming more and more purple every year. And I think her, you know, ascent as lieutenant governor is indicative of really some of the changing demographics in and around the suburbs. So I think it's going to be important to see, once this campaign really takes shape and people are introducing themselves to voters, how people respond. And I think, for one example, you know, David Crowley in particular, I think he is an extraordinarily strong retail politician. He's a very
yes.
authentic person. I held an event with him a couple of years ago at Anodyne Coffee in Milwaukee, where we did a live podcast. And before he took the stage, he went around and introduced himself to every single person in that building and was cracking jokes and having fun with people. And so I think, you know, for people who might not know David Crowley, just as one example,
get him in a room.
He's going to win you over.
Yeah.
You know,
there is no question that County Executive Crowley is one of the most naturally gifted politicians that I have ever met. And I've met a couple presidents and a couple presidential candidates. He just has the thing, which is like, hey, give me 5 minutes. I just want, let's talk about, you know, what's going on with your family. He's that guy who can have those conversations. And I think it is just, again, a transformational kind of politician. He's so real, and he has a natural sense of humor, a way of connecting with people. And he also has an absolutely acute grasp of issues. He can respond and understand and integrate new information. He's great thinking on his feet, and he really has a genuine curiosity about policy and the details behind how you effectuate policy. And I love watching wonky folks who are also incredibly charismatic be able to communicate that to people who may be considering voting for them.
It's a real skill.
It's a real skill.
Yeah.
You know it when they don't have it. And then when you feel it and see it, it's like, ooh, there's the secret sauce. Don't go anywhere. Dan's sticking around. So are you. We're going to talk about the George Webb Burger giveaway and maybe a little bit about Democrats